Voice of America.
Halo, apa kabar? Kembali bersama Dania Iman dari VOA di Washington, D.C. Seorang agen pelindung ditugaskan untuk menjaga musuh bebuyutannya sendiri yang adalah seorang pembunuh bayaran dan mendapat misi untuk membawanya ke pengadilan internasional. Di perjalanan mereka berhadapan dengan para penjahat yang ingin membunuh keduanya. Mau tidak mau, mereka harus bekerja sama untuk mengalahkan seorang diktator yang kejam. Semua ini diceritakan dalam film bertema action komedi yang berjudul Hitman's Bodyguard.
I'm a AAA-rated executive protection agent. And you're the most wanted hitman in the world. My job is to keep you out of harm's way.
Karakter si pembunuh bayaran bernama Darius Kincaid diperankan oleh aktor Samuel L. Jackson. Aktris Salma Hayek juga bermain dalam film ini sebagai istri Darius yang bernama Sonia, yang juga terkenal karena berbagai tindakan kriminal yang dilakukannya. Selama penggarapan film berlangsung, keduanya jarang berada dalam adegan yang sama karena Sonia tengah di penjara.
Yeah, that's pretty much the only time we really saw each other.
No, when we meet the flash.
Well, that was same dancing. Same place.
Same
dance bar.
Same place, yeah. Different day, same place.
Yeah, when we make eye contact for the first time, I watched all that, and then we have the dancing at the end.
Walaupun begitu, keduanya mengatakan sangat menikmati proses penggarapan film ini. Salma Hayek juga berusaha mendalami perannya sebagai istri Darius. Ia dan Samuel L. Jackson juga sudah mempersiapkan peran mereka bersama sebelum syuting dimulai. Lewat wawancara, Salma Hayek sempat bercanda kalau ia merasa Samuel L. Jackson selalu bersamanya di setiap adegan yang ia lakukan.
Oh yeah, no, he was with me all the time. I mean, every sentence I said, everything, the few times that I am in this film, all I'm thinking about is him. So we did some work ahead of time, and even if he's not in the room, I created a whole life with this man, and he was with me in every word I said, in every thought I had.
Yeah, amazingly, yeah, because even the day that I set the flowers on that windowsill in Amsterdam, you were
thinking
here.
About you.
Yeah, yeah, I was looking across the street. I could literally see into your cell.
Karakter agen pelindung diperankan oleh Ryan Reynolds. Walaupun belum pernah bekerja sama dengan Ryan sebelumnya, Samuel L. Jackson sudah mengenalnya lewat beberapa talk show yang ia tonton dan juga menonton film-film yang diperankan oleh Ryan.
Well, Ryan's a glib guy. You know, I've seen Ryan. I've seen him on talk shows. I know him, you know, personally, and watching, you know, his films and everything else, he's always a very personable individual. And he is that guy, you know. He is that nice person.
Yes.
He's kind of saccharine sweet.
Dalam film The Hitman's Bodyguard ini, Samuel L. Jackson berusaha sedikit mungkin melakukan adegan yang berbahaya. Ia selalu digantikan oleh stuntman, namun lain halnya dengan Salma Hayek yang selalu ingin terjun langsung.
Well, for me, you know, I try and do as little as possible and let my stuntman do a lot. I need to get in there and do it and get my hands dirty.
You know what?
I sat there on the bar stool and watched her get her hands dirty.
Yeah.
Fun to watch.
Yeah. I said this time I'm not going to do it because I've been thinking I was so stupid to do so many before because I have a lot of interest from it. But you know what? I want to prove to myself that I could still do it. And I did.
Was that the last time? You're done? You done now?
Yeah, never say never. You know what? No, I have another one in me.
Okay.
Yes, actually, I am in better shape now than last year when we did the movie.
Okay.
It doesn't show.
Stop.
Because I've greased the muscles.
Are you working out now?
With all the food. But the muscles are deep in there, they're stronger than before.
Film The Hitman's Bodyguard juga menampilkan aktor Gary Oldman yang berperan sebagai seorang diktator. Film ini disutradarai oleh Patrick Hughes yang juga adalah sutradara film The Expendables 3.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA.
VOA Executive Lounge, Anda masih bersama saya Dania Iman dan sekarang sudah waktunya kami pamit. Dengarkan terus VOA Executive Lounge melalui website kami di www.voaindonesia.com. Anda juga bisa mengikuti beragam cerita diaspora Indonesia lainnya melalui Facebook kami di VOA Rantau. Sekian dulu VOA Executive Lounge kali ini. Dari VOA di Washington DC, Dani Eman pamit. Success with you all the way. Bye. The Voice of America.